You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 129, Mary as the Mother of God. Today's challenge: Catholics shouldn't say Mary is the mother of God. God is eternal and cannot have a mother. Mary merely gave birth to Jesus' human nature. Today's defense: this misunderstands the title Mother of God. One can't have a correct view of Christ and deny this title. A person's mother contributes genetic matter to him, carries him in her womb, or both. Normally, a mother is older than her child, but Mary is an exceptional case, as the virgin birth shows. Mary did not exist before the second person of the Trinity, who has always existed in the eternal now outside of time, but she did become his mother by contributing genetic matter to him, see Romans 1:3, and by carrying him in her womb, Matthew 1:18, Luke 1:35. Mary was Jesus's mother in the true sense. As the second person of the Trinity, Jesus is God, and so Mary is the mother of God. Mary did not merely give birth to Jesus's human nature. Mothers do not give birth to natures. They give birth to persons, and Jesus was a divine person. To deny that Mary gave birth to the second person of the Trinity would be to commit the heresy Nestorianism. In the 5th century, Nestorius, the Patriarch of Constantinople, objected to the title Mother of God, in Greek Theotokos, or God-bearer. His position was rejected by the Council of Ephesus, AD 431, because the Council Fathers recognized that the true understanding of the person of Christ was at stake. If Mary can't be said to give birth to the second person of the Trinity, then a wedge is driven between Christ's humanity and his divinity, so he is no longer one person. This is recognized by many theologians, including Protestants. Martin Luther wrote, "Mary, the mother, does not carry, give birth to, suckle, and nourish only the man, only flesh and blood, for that would be dividing the person. But she carries and nourishes a son who is God's son. Therefore, she is rightly called not only the mother of the man, but also the mother of God." Luther's Works, 24, 107. Tip: although Scripture doesn't use the phrase Mother of God, it uses an equivalent when Elizabeth asks, "Why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Luke 1:43.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.